Welcome to DM Tips and Tricks. I am your host, Jason, the Bipolar DM. Here we help you become a better dungeon master. And today we are going to be giving advice on first-time DMs and what some things that you can do and some things to avoid when you're setting up for that first time you're running an adventure. One of the first things you want to do when you're getting ready for game prep, preparing yourself for your adventure, is to familiarize yourself with the players, the PC stories, as well as your NPCs and villain, if you have one already in mind. But most especially, you want to know about your PCs. Sly Flourish talked about this in his a series on the Lazy Dungeon Master, in which, by knowing who your PCs are and knowing, being able to name them off the top of your head, who's playing and what their character is, will help you a lot better in crafting and making the most of your time creating an adventure for them. And knowing your NPCs too. Now, you don't have to know all your NPCs throughout the world, but at least be familiar with your major NPCs and even some minor ones too that the PCs are likely to interact with, such as the guard in front of a jail where some prisoners being kept, getting information out of him, or the tavern owner, the bard who's telling tales of that could be sowing discord. There's all kinds of stuff that you can know about with your NPCs. Familiarize yourself with the rules too. I mean, it seems to be a no-brainer, but there's a difference. I don't mean memorize the rules, but familiarize yourself with the rules. Have an idea where everything is at in the Dungeon Master's Guide and the Player's Handbook, so that if you need to look something up, you can do that pretty quickly, having an idea where it's at. But work on, read the rules at least once through, go over certain stuff that you are more likely to encounter, and this is something you can do between games, make some notes about particular rules that you may be encountering, so that you can look those up on your own time. But familiarize yourself with the rules, but don't try and memorize them, because that's just that takes just years of experience in playing to do that. Have a generalized knowledge of the locations around your players too, and that'd be like the most common things that they're going to go encounter. First, anything that they may encounter, particularly on their investigation of their adventure. But also common places they'll go, such as the tavern, the inn, the blacksmith, the armorer, the potion shop, places like that they're very likely to go visit. Have a NPC ready with a couple lines describing them, just some kind of characteristic that makes them stand out, maybe a mannerism or two, a particular mannerism that they may have that's distinct. But don't go knocking around trying to build an entire world. I mean, that's where we can fall into a trap, is just over preparing and creating everything. So try, limit yourself just to the world that your PCs are in right now, the little bubble that is there, and from there expand outwards, with the first starting with the town that they're in, and then from the town expand outward, or even the neighborhood, going from the neighborhood they're in to the town that they're in to the larger countryside, and particularly maybe a nearby city, expanding outwards. Sly Flourish had called this spiraling campaign, a spiral campaign, I believe that's what he's called, where you start off with small, where just the location of the MP of the players and the PCs, and then as you grow, as you go through the adventure, then you kind of like lay the railroad tracks out in front of the train as you're going along, building this world. And it's a great way to, you know, have both your players explore and discover this world along with you together. And so, you know, this is, you know, this leads into the next thing, which is make notes. Take notes while you're playing. Take notes soon after the game is over while it's still fresh in your head. Because if you're going to be playing multiple games, or there's going to be some time between sessions, like a week or more, 2 weeks or a month, you want to have those notes in there about what has happened during the game, what some major things that they encountered, what some major hurdles they've overcome, what are some of the rewards that they got, you know, things like that. You want to list in your notes. And then also any concerns that you have, or any rules that you need to look up, or, you know, that pop into your head that you might do, or some notes, you know, do that. And then when you do your notes, have some kind of system. Because if you just have a single notebook and throw everything in there, it's going to get things are going to get lost. Things are going to, you're not going to be able to find anything. And so Guy Slanders has a great system from his series on how to be a great GM. And it's using a notebook with tabs in it, or a three-ring binder with dividers in them. But you want to have several dividers in it. What I do is I play with a spiral notebook with some little stuck-on tabs, and the tabs you want to have are things like your PC notes. So this is notes about your player characters, the characters themselves, and things that you want to try and loop in from their backstory. This is also where I'm. This is also you have the next tab, which is NPCs, and where you have them listed, quests, lore, magical items. Sometimes I'll put magical items in places there if there's particularly magical places that they're going to, or places of power. And adventure notes. And the adventure notes is like the largest section that I would have, or like maybe almost half of your spiral notebook. And that's your notes and your outlines for the actual adventure itself, going through the campaign. And a lot of times what I do is under the PC notes, that's where I will list or make notes of what happened during the game. And because that's part of their history too. So I have that in there. But whatever your system is, whether you're using OneNote or something equivalent to it on the internet, you know, use a system, stay consistent with it. And for when the game's going on just before the game, roll up a few random encounters instead of trying to make up them on this fly. Use some of the tables that are in the Dungeon Master's Guide to roll up a random encounter based on where they're at and their level, and have a couple of those ready to throw into the game too. Something not huge boss battles, something easy. A lot of times, maybe something a little difficult to surprise them, but you know, throw in a couple of those random encounters and have those ready to go. I usually have about two or three of them per hour, you know, planned out. So if I'm playing a three-hour game, then I'll have about six random encounters just in case. That doesn't mean I actually use them, but that's just so I can have something to throw in there if we have a. If they get through a particular part of the adventure a lot faster than it's expected. Also, have a list of random names, or use a name generator on the fly, because having names, just in case they ask the NPC, oh, what's your name? And you didn't bother to give them a name, you know, other than shopkeeper number three. This is why you can actually just, all right, you write down a bunch of male names, female names, gender neutral names. And as you list these, use these names, just cross them off or make a note somewhere else of who they are. You know, shopkeeper, name of the shopkeeper is Phyllis, you know, stuff like that. The most important thing I can give advice on when you are a dungeon master for the first time also is to relax. Relax, because it will likely go off the rails anyways. So there's no point in flipping out about it. The game will likely go off the rails. All the plans that you have are going to go out the window. That's why you don't want to put so much time into making up an adventure and detailing every you know, possibility, and instead focus more on the general world around them, the places that they could go, and having those ready, and having some adventure ready that's flexible is great too. Maps are your friends. I love using maps, because maps, whether it's a dungeon map, whether it's a city or a country map or a kingdom, maps are great for describing direction and terrain and stuff like that. I love using maps. I'm a very visual person, so a lot of times that's easier for me to have a map and then make notes on it of the event as the adventure progresses. Which again, get back to making notes about the game. Depend on memory, because you know my memory sucks. So make those notes. And start where your PCs are at and expand outwards. Again, that's where I was talking about, you know, starting out where they're at in the world, you know, or neighborhood, and then building the world around them as they go outwards. And know those few key to locations, you know, like the tavern, the inn, the local jail, a job board, certain stores like magic shops and potion shops and healing temples and stuff like that. And also have treasure ready. That's the last thing I want to say, is have treasure and things ready to hand out ahead of time. So just say, you may not know exactly when you're going to give something out, but maybe have something ready that's small, like a set of armor that they could turn around and sell real quick if they want to, or a sword that they're needed, a little sack of gold. You know, it doesn't have to be monumental, but having treasure, a little, you know, a little at a time, have it ready to go, it will add up. Well, I want to thank you for watching. I am Jason, the Bipolar DM. And if you have any questions, you can email me at thebipolardm@gmail.com. That's my email right there, thebipolardm@gmail.com. But also be sure to visit my website, www.thebipolardm.com. There you're going to find more information about the shows that I'm in, my live shows. I have a couple of different ones. But also I have resources there on indie writing, Dungeons & Dragons, and mental health. My blog and my occasional podcast that I do every now and again. Thank you again for tuning in. And remember, everybody that's out there, take your meds.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.